Oh, you're recording?
Yeah, you could. I didn't know you were recording. So the Torah tells us, Zohar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. The Torah tells us about the mitzvah of Kiddush. So we all know we have a biblical mitzvah to recite Kiddush Friday night. And it's a discussion among the Rishonim how much of Kiddush is min HaTorah. Because the Pasuk in Parashas Yisro and the Aseret HaDibros. So the Rambam writes, the mitzvah of Kiddush is bidvarim. By saying special words about Shabbos, you fulfill your mitzvah min HaTorah of Kiddush. And Zachre Alayayin, that's a din derabbanan. And Asmachta, we learn out rabbinically, you have to do it over a cup of wine. That's the opinion of the Rambam. Tosfos in different places is a Tosfos in Arve Pesachim. He has 2 days. There's a major machlokes. It's not really Rashi, but Rashi and Nazir and Tosfos on the Gemara at the beginning of Nazir. Some hold that the actual making Kiddush over a cup is the three shitas. The Rambam says words alone. The second opinion in the Rishonim is making it over a cup of wine is Daraisa, but the actual drinking is Drabanan. And the third sheet is that even drinking the wine is Min HaTorah. So it's a Shiloh. There are three parts to the Kiddush. How much is Daraisa? How much is Drabanan? So we'll go into that more another time. That's the Machlokas we've shown him there. So we passing like the Rambam. We passing like the Rambam that Kiddush Bidvarim is Daraisa. So based on this Rambam, the Magen Avraham says a chiddush lahalacha. The Magen Avraham says, based on the Rambam, and the Rambam says, how do we fulfill our mitzvah of kiddush min haTorah with words alone? If that's true, then Friday night when we say the Maariv of Shmona Esrei and say Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, we make the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos, which is the same chasima as the Kiddush we make at home. So he says one fulfills the biblical mitzvah of Kiddush by davening Maariv Friday night. That is the Kiddush of the Magen Avraham based on the Rambam that we fulfill our mitzvah of Kiddush min HaTorah in davening. So in fact, how does the Magen Avraham know this? What's one of his rayas? His rayas, we'll go into it more in detail later on, but it's this year, Yom Kippur. It's September 30th, but it's a Yom Kippur Shachol B'Shabbos this year. That's where it's going to fall out, for better or for worse. So what do you do? So the Magen Avraham says, what happens when Yom Kippur falls out on Friday night? So what do? We ask the Kiddush. It's a mitzvah in our Torah of Kiddush. So what do we do? So the Magen Avraham says, yeah, we yotzei Kiddush in our davening Friday night. So the same way it works, Leil Yom Kippur, when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, so too it works all year round. So that's the Magen Avraham's Raya, that we see that one can be Yotzei Kiddush with their Shemona Esrei Friday night. So comes along, based on this Magen Avraham, comes along the Dagol Merivava, who also, you know, Shar Gesariah, so the Dagol Merivava is the one, he's on the Shulchan Aruch itself. And he has the following question. He says, if the Magen Avraham is correct, we have a major potential problem, because who is Chayev in Kiddush? So we know clearly men are Chayev in Kiddush, min HaTorah. Are women Chayev in Kiddush? So the Gemara tells us in Brachas, Daf Chaf Amid Beis, might even be Shavuos also Chaf Amid Beis, but definitely Brachas Chaf Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Nashim Chayavos Bekiddush Hayom Dvar Torah. Women are obligated in Kiddush Min HaTorah. That's an explicit Gemara. No one is cholek. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? How could you tell me women are obligated in Kiddush Min HaTorah? We have the Mishnah tells us in Kiddushin that women are exempt mi mitzvahs aseh shazman grama. Women are exempt from time-oriented mitzvahs. And last I checked, you only can do Kiddush on Shabbos. What greater is Zman Grama than Kiddush on Shabbos? And therefore, women are exempt. So what do you mean? Well, how could you say women are chayiv? It's a classical mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So the Gemara answers, no, we have a special drasha. It says, it talks about, it mentions the Aseret HaDibros twice in the Torah, once in Parshas Yisro, and once in Parshas Veschanan. But what is one of the differences? There are a couple of differences, but one of the differences on Yisro it says Zachar Shom HaShabbos Kodesh. In Veschanan it says Shamar Shom HaShabbos Kodesh, like we say Friday night in davening, Zachar V'Shamar B'Dibor Echad, that Zachar and Shamar really said together. So the Gemara makes a drasha. The Gemara says we have a rule called she yeshnu b'shmira, yeshnu b'zechira. Whoever is included in Shmira Shabbos, whoever has to keep Shabbos, is also obligated in Zechira Shabbos. So therefore, it's a special drasha, even though normally women are pater from mitzvah haseh shazman grama, but here the Gemara has a special drasha including women, since women are included, whoever can't drive on Shabbos, whoever has to keep Shabbos, is also obligated in the mitzvah asay of Kiddush as well. So hence, women, even though it's a Zman Grama, women are chayav. We have a similar drasha the Gemara makes in Psachim. The Gemara also talking about women. The Gemara says, women are chayav min haTorah in the mitzvah of matzah. Aye, what are you talking about? Mitzvah asay shazman grama hu. What greater mitzvah is asid than eating matzah on Pesach, on Leil Pesach? That's the only time you can fulfill the mitzvah. So why aren't women exempt? So the Gemara makes a similar drasha. There's a juxtaposition in the psukim in the Torah between the mitzvah of eating matzah and the prohibition of eating chametz. So the Gemara says, Kol sheyeshnu bebal tocha chametz, whoever is included in the prohibition of not eating chametz, Yeshnu b'kamocho matzah is included in the positive mitzvah of eating matzah. So a similar drasha that both cases, at first glance, a woman would be exempt from eating matzah and kiddush, comes along the drasha and says the chayim in our Torah. So it's clear, no one argues, women are chayim in kiddush in our Torah, same as men. So both men and women are chayim in kiddush in our Torah, which is fine. The only problem is like this, the minhag olam is that even though more twofold, you know, there are more men in shul all the time, but Friday night as well. And forget about, you don't really, it's not really a shul issue. I'd say there are more men davening Ma'ariv. Even women who daven, a lot of them don't daven, many don't daven at all, but even if they do daven, very few daven Ma'ariv also. So we have a potential problem here, according, if you go with the Magen Avraham said, based on the Rambam, that so when I daven Friday night, whether I'm at home, in shul, wherever I am, I fulfill my mitzvah of Kiddush min haTorah. So now what, I'm going to go home, presumably my wife, it could be my wife actually does daven, but not me per se, but most women or wives or daughters, whatever we're talking about, do not daven Ma'ariv yet. So we have an apparent problem. The Gemara tells us in many places, in order for one to be motzi someone else, for me to do a mitzvah for you, I have to be on the same level of obligation. If I'm higher, it's okay. If I'm deraisa, you're derabanan, I can do it for you. If we're both deraisa, we're both derabanan. But if I'm only chayim midrabanan in a mitzvah and you're chayim in a Torah, how could I possibly do the mitzvah for you? So the problem is, when I dive a myra Friday night, I fulfill my mitzvah in a Torah of Kiddush. So then how, and then the minhag olam is that the husband, the man, whoever, makes kiddush for the mother, for the wife, for the sister. So we have a potential problem. How could someone who is only chayiv midrabanan in kiddush make kiddush for someone who is chayiv in kiddush min haTorah? That's the kasha of the Dugal Meravava, among others. So he just says, well, let's solve the problem. He says, tell your wife, mother, sister. He says you should teach the women they should be davening, even if you don't daven all year round, all week long, but Ma'ariv, you should daven Ma'ariv Leil Shabbos, and therefore you fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush min haTorah as well. So when your husband, father, whoever comes home, everyone's chayav midrabanan now, and therefore you fulfill your mitzvah min haTorah by davening, and when you go home, everyone's chayav midrabanan. That's the recommendation of the Dugal Meravava. So today there are a lot more people, but still, so how do we deal with that problem? So there are two ways of attacking the problem. Either keep the husband at a level in our Torah, or get the wife, you know, down to a drabbanan. So that was the dogum revavas eitz was everyone daven ma'irim, and therefore they're equal. So we'll have a couple of different approaches, and we'll see from the approaches, you know, the different assumptions they make. So one is, I think the Mishmura quotes from the Chasim Sofer. The Chasim Sofer wants to attack it from the first area, as you'll see in a minute. He says, we know we have a general rule in the Gemara, it's a machlokas in the Gemara, whether mitzvahs srichas kavana, general qual throughout Shas, whether mitzvahs require kavana or not. So I always like pointing out, like, what do you mean? Someone says, mitzvahs, I'm about to put on my talis and tefillin, don't have kavana, make sure. Of course not, no one says that. This is a legal principle. This is a post facto question. In other words, everyone agrees before I'm about to do a mitzvah, I should have the requisite kavana. Everyone agrees mitzvah speaking is kavana. In that sense, the machlokas is post facto. I did a mitzvah without the requisite kavana. Do I have to do the mitzvah over again or not? That's the shaila about mitzvah strikas kavanah. It's not a question before you do a mitzvah. So everyone agrees before you do a mitzvah, you should have kavanah. So, but the machlokas is whether post facto, whether you have to repeat it or not. So how do we pass in on the issue of mitzvah strikas kavanah? It's a whole separate shiur, a steer in the Rambam. But the bottom line halacha is, the way we assume is, on a mitzvah min haTorah, we pass in mitzvah strikas kavanah. On a mitzvah midrabanan, we pass in einos tzricha kavanah. So that's the general cause. So the Chasim Sofer says, we know the mitzvah of Kiddush is a mitzvah min haTorah. So therefore, the Chasim Sofer writes, when a man davens Friday night in shul or at home, and he davens ma'ariv and says the bracha, Baruch atah Hashem, Akadish HaShabbos, he should have negative kavanah on the mitzvah of Kiddush. Of course, halavai we have kavan in the mitzvah of tefillah. Therefore he says negative. I don't know if maybe even this not having might be enough, but he does use the language of you should have negative kavana. Have in mind to fulfill your mitzvah of tefillah, but have in mind not to fulfill your mitzvah of kiddush. So therefore, you go home. You have not fulfilled your mitzvah of kiddush yet. So I'm still chayim in our Torah. And therefore, I can make kiddush for everyone else. Again, let me just point out, it's not a man-woman issue. I'm just assuming in my equation that the man daven, the woman didn't. If it's a man who hasn't daven Ma'ariv or anything else, it's the same problem. But that's just the point, you know, it's just descriptive. That's, you know, the normal case. I guess usually the person who doesn't daven Ma'ariv might not be concerned about kiddush either, but that's a separate issue. Maybe he cares about the derisas. So either way, that's eight. So the Dagomarava gave the first eitzah. He just said you should try to daven ma'ariv. And eight two was we have the chasam. I'll give one more quick one because we have to go to mincha. So eight three, we'll do the arach hashochan, and then we'll have to save you the mincha schinach, the prima gadin, and the Reb Kiva Eger. We'll have to continue at another time. So the Arach HaShulchan writes as follows. He says, we have different principles. There's a principle of Shomea Ka'ona. What does Shomea Ka'ona mean? Is, let's say, if we're both on the same level obligation, so Shomea Ka'ona, we're both chayiv in a mitzvah. So by me listening, you know, different lambd is what the pshat in Shomea Ka'ona means, but just simply, by me listening to you do it, I say we're both chayiv in kiddush. And usually in many places, one person makes kiddush. So that's the kiddush of Shomei HaKa'onia. By you listening, it's tantamount, you know, you made the kiddush, whatever the pshat is, but you don't say. So however, the Arach HaShulchan brings down, the Gemara tells we have another principle of, it's called Yatza Motzi. Yatza, even though I already fulfilled my mitzvah, Motzi I could do for others. Let's say, for instance, it's based on Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh. All Jews are responsible for one another. So for instance, let's assume I'm the only person in Hamilton who knows how to make Kiddush. So let's say, you know, I went home, I made Kiddush, and then I could walk over to everyone's house and I can make Kiddush 100 times and say it over for the people who don't know how to make Kiddush. Because Yatza Motzi, even though, so he says, Al Shomea Ka'ona, you're right, you have to be on the same level of obligation. But this is in Shomei HaKa'ona. This is based on Yatzamot Kol Yisrael Revim Zelazeh. So they have kind of like the minig is by shofar, you have, which is more practical. One person knows how to blow shofar. So they have, even though he blows shofar in shul here, he could go to the next shul and he can make brachas again and do it over again, because until every Jew in Hamilton fulfills the mitzvah of shofar or the mitzvah of kiddush, my mitzvah is lacking. So therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says it's not a problem. We can leave the minhag ha'olam. It's okay if the wife hasn't daven, because yatzamotzi, as long, even though I fulfill my mitzvah, I could still go around and fulfill the mitzvah of others. That's the Aruch HaShulchan A3. We'll have to continue with A4, 5, and 6.
And everyone else doesn't hold of this yatzamotzi?
That,
why doesn't